Hey, welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak. I'm going to be here for the entire 30 minutes that follows, and I hope you can stick around for the full show, too. We're going to talk about a great message from Jesus, and it has to do with Christian unity. I think, this is one thing that's been on my mind a lot lately. During these difficult times, actually during any time, but especially during these difficult times, wouldn't you think that we would have a tendency to really become more united? But, you know, unfortunately, I don't see that happening. I thought it was happening for a while. I don't see it happening. But let's listen to the words of Jesus in John's Gospel today. We'll look at them, the Gospel reading from today's Daily Mass. I think the Lord is very clear. Actually, the first reading goes right along with that as well. The Lord's clear that we need to be united. That's what He wants us to do. So we're going to spend the show talking a little bit about that. I'll read the Gospel. We'll chat. I hope you're doing well. Today is, Monday, May the 4th. Hope you had a great weekend. And I hope you're not going crazy during these times of quarantine. I have found that we're going to have our ups and downs. I have them. I have times when I just hit the wall, and I feel like, oh man, are we ever going to get out of this? And the thing that always gets me through it, the thing that always lifts my spirits and brings me comfort, is when I reconnect with the Lord. When I get my eyes back on Jesus. We heard over the weekend at Sunday's Mass, our Lord is the Good Shepherd. Do we recognize His voice? Are we able to recognize the voice of the Shepherd calling out to us in the midst of a lot of competing voices? We have a lot of competing voices out there. Are you able to recognize the voice of Jesus? The way we do it, the way we get to recognize the voice of Christ in our lives, is to spend time with Him. That way we hear Him. So we'll talk a little bit about that on the show as well. Again, I want to welcome you to Following the Truth. I thank you for helping me out with this program. Thank you for your financial donations. I thank you for spreading the word. And I thank you for showing up as we sit around at the table each day, Monday through Friday, and talk about Jesus Christ. If you're new to the program, welcome. The way it works here is you bring your own beverage, you bring your own snack, and we sit around and chat about Jesus. If you want to hear more about, find out more about my work, please visit my website, followingthetruth.com. So now, without further ado, why don't we start the program as we start it each day here? We turn to our Lord in prayer. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they are all waiting to hear from us. Let's turn to them and ask for their blessing on what we're about to do here and on each of our lives. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Almighty Father in heaven, You can do all things. You are all-powerful. You are everywhere. And yet You are never too busy for us. You're constantly with us. You constantly wait to hear from us. You want to help us with the struggles that we face each day. Father, we thank You for that. We thank You for bringing us to this moment in time. We are alive solely because of Your providence and Your mercy. You created us out of love. You didn't need us, but You created us because You wanted to share Your goodness and Your joy with us. So thank You. And thank You for preserving our lives to this moment in time. Father, we ask You to continue to watch out for us, to grant us what we need. And I realize that sometimes what we need is a cross. Sometimes what we need is not something that's pleasant, but You know what's best for us. Father, we ask You to continue to provide for us, to call us to You through Your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we pray for an immediate end to the coronavirus. We pray for relief from those who are suffering due to the virus, those who are suffering physically because they're ill, those who are suffering financially or spiritually or emotionally. We pray for their complete healing. We ask You to comfort them. We pray, Father, for our church, not just the Catholic Church, but for all Christian churches, our separated brothers and sisters. Father, there's a lot of division in Your body right now, in the body of Christ, Your church. We pray that we may be able to be united, as we will hear Jesus say in the Gospel. Father, we pray for us here, for the remainder of the program. I ask you to use me as your instrument. Give me the words so that your message can go out over the airwaves. And please open all of our hearts and minds to be receptive to your message. So not only do we hear what you have to say, but we take it into our hearts and we put it into practice. Father, I ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I want to thank you for praying with me. My name is Gary Zimak. You are listening to Following the Truth right now. It's time to take a sip of my beverage. Oh, that feels good. And today I just got a nice cold glass of water. And again, you know, like this show is very informal. We chat about Jesus. We talk about the Father. We talk about the Holy Spirit. And we have our snacks, our beverages, however we want to do it. It is a privilege to be able to hang out with you each day on Following the Truth. Okay, at the beginning of the show, I started talking about unity, this idea of as Christians, we need to be united. And yet I see a lot of division within the Catholic Church, between the Catholic Church and other Christian denominations, between the various Christian denominations in our country, between political parties, between just so much division in the world today. And I think the Holy Spirit was laying on my heart today for the program, this message that Jesus delivers in the gospel from today's daily mass. And again, today's Monday, May the 4th. The gospel message today from today's daily mass is a continuation of what we heard at Sunday's mass. It's from John chapter 10, verses 11 through 18. I'm just going to read it, and then we'll talk a little bit about it. And look, these are the words of Jesus. It doesn't get more powerful than this. These are the documented, direct words from Jesus Christ. And again, he established yesterday in the gospel that the good shepherd, he's the good shepherd. The shepherd is speaking to his sheep. The sheep should be able to hear and recognize the voice of his sheep. These are the words of Jesus. He's the shepherd. Us guys, we're the sheep. Are we willing to hear his voice, to listen to his words, and put them into practice? And again, the message from John chapter 10, beginning in verse 11. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." Now, there's no doubt Jesus did that. He laid down his life for you and me. The gates of heaven were locked. Once the original sin of Adam and Eve was committed, you and me, we were denied access to heaven. And you know, rather than say that's not fair, well, that's the way it works. That's the way it happened. But Jesus came down to earth. He took on human form because he cares so much about us, and he gave up his life for us. He didn't need to be on that cross. You and me needed to be on that cross, but he did it because he loved us. So the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. That didn't benefit him. He didn't need that. It benefited us. And he goes on to say, a hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. So we see the opposite of Jesus, the good shepherd, in the evil shepherd or the hired man who is tending the sheep, and the sheep don't belong to him. That man sees a wolf coming or a threat, leaves the sheep and runs away. That's not what Jesus did. Jesus did not leave us alone. He did not leave the gates of heaven locked. But rather, he sacrificed himself on the cross so that we could be able to enter and live eternally in heaven. Now, you know, unless we spend a little time thinking about that, we're not going to get too excited about it because this world can be very attractive, right? That's why we panic so much when we're deprived of things in this life or when we feel our lives are threatened. We panic because we seek our comfort in this world. It's a common problem. A lot of it has to do with our fallen human nature. And also, this world's very distracting. Unless you spend time thinking about the invisible kingdom of God, you're not going to see it. You're not going to think about these things. But the point, the first takeaway, I think, from this gospel is Jesus cares for us. He cares for us enough to lay down his life for us. He cares enough for us to open the gates of heaven for us by suffering tremendously. So therefore, why wouldn't he care about our day-to-day problems? That's why if you're struggling with something, with this coronavirus pandemic or anything else, I would recommend that you turn to him in prayer, that you ask for his help, because he cares for you. He doesn't want you to suffer, either because of anxiety or physical ailments, whatever it may be. He wants to somehow alleviate your suffering. That doesn't mean that he always takes away the physical conditions. He doesn't always, because sometimes that suffering, that physical suffering and ailment might be good for us. It might help us to grow closer to him. But the thing he really wants to do, without a doubt, he does not want us to worry. He does not want us to suffer emotionally because of the problems that we encounter in life. So it is possible, even if you're in the midst of great physical suffering, to experience peace. And Jesus wants us to have that peace because we are his sheep. He is the shepherd. And he says that, I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I will lay down my life for the sheep. So again, he says that twice. So it's pretty clear he will lay down his life for us. Therefore, anytime we are suffering, we're worried, we're anxious, we're uncertain about the future, Jesus wants to take that away from us, because he loves us. Okay, I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. Now, this is what really hit me as I was asking the Holy Spirit, where should I go with the show today? This idea that we have a lot of division, and this division exists in the Catholic Church, and it exists in the Christian Church, the larger Christian community as a whole. And this is concerning to Jesus because he cares for every soul as if that soul was the only soul who existed. So we can't look at somebody else who we may agree or disagree with spiritually or politically or however it is and say that Jesus doesn't care about that person. We got to be really careful about that. And therefore, here's where it gets tricky. Jesus makes clear in the gospel that the way I treat other people is the way that I treat him. So if I don't love my brothers and sisters, whoever they may be, I don't love my neighbor, then I'm not loving Jesus because he is found in all people. That is very tricky. So my message is, and this is challenging, we got to watch the attacks, especially on social media. I see them all the time. We attack political figures. We attack celebrities. We attack athletes. We attack fellow Christians. We attack non-Christians. The sarcasm, the snarkiness, it is really not Christian. And it really hurts Jesus. We got to be able to see that. And I know so many good people who I see on social media who don't seem to get this. Now, I'll be honest with you, there are times that I don't get it. But I'm constantly, I think the Lord's really working with me on this. That's why I'm bringing it up on the show. I've got to be really careful about how I speak to my family members, to my friends, what I post on social media, what I think. You know, you can sin with your thoughts too. And really be careful and pray for the guidance of the Holy Spirit so that we can really love one another. That's what Jesus commands us to do. He wants there to be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, he goes on to say, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me. And that is an element to the crucifixion that we sometimes lose sight of. Jesus did that voluntarily. He could have come down from the cross. He could have stopped the mission at any point in time, but he chose not to do so. Because why? Because that was the Father's will, that you and me be redeemed in that way. And again, we could question it all day. Why did it have to be that way? Well, I'll tell you one thing, and again, I can't speak for God. He could have redeemed us in any number of different ways. It's very hard to look at what Christ did on the cross and not conclude that he loves us, right? I mean, look at what he went through. That's amazing. How can you not conclude that he loves us? But by dying that way also, there's another lesson, and again, for every positive lesson I'm going to give you why that crucifixion why that was chosen as the method of redemption. Very positive reason I can give you. God's got a zillion other reasons that I'm not going to understand. But I'm just giving it to you from a human perspective. The other thing to consider is how better to prove that God can bring good out of evil than by what went on the cross. What an incredible lesson for us. That way, when we have suffering in our lives and we have this pandemic or any other suffering that heads our way, we can rest assured that God can bring good out of it, that he will bring good out of it. So we see an example by looking at Christ on the cross of how much he loves us. We see an example of how God can always bring good out of even tremendous evil. Otherwise, he wouldn't let it happen. So there are two reasons that we can look at what our Lord did on the cross and why it had to happen that way, and you know, benefit or see a positive benefit of this crucifixion being redeemed through the crucifixion. God knows what he's doing. And it's very hard to look at that crucifixion again and not see how much the Lord loves us. He was powerful, and we see an example. A third thing that just popped into my head, we see an example of his humility. Again, he could have stopped it. He could have rejected or put an end to all these people who were abusing him during his passion, but he didn't do it. He has power to lay down his life, as he states in this gospel passage, and the power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. The other point I want to make about his redeeming us in this way is he showed that he had power over death. And if you're familiar at all with my work, my writing, and my speaking, I talk a lot about overcoming anxiety. One of the biggest fears for most people is the fear of death. Death is so final that people are incredibly frightened because of death. And Jesus is showing by his resurrection from the dead that he's bigger than death. That our death on earth in this life is not the end of the story. It's only a transition or a gateway to eternal life. So if Jesus can make death less scary, that's very comforting. But the main point of this gospel is he's the good shepherd. We are his sheep. There are sheep who believe in Jesus, who might be outside of the Catholic fold. And again, we have division in the Catholic Church right now. That doesn't make Jesus happy. That makes him sad. You know, we don't have to compromise. If we have the truth, we don't have to compromise the truth to get along. We can sometimes agree to disagree. But if we just have to get our focus back on Jesus and not on criticizing one another, it doesn't do any good. Especially with what we're going through now, it does no good. It just causes more problems. And then even outside of the Catholic Church, we have various Christian churches, all of whom believe slightly or sometimes radically different beliefs. And yet I still think, without compromising the truth, we have the ability to work together and find common ground. And I ask you today to really consider that. How can you find common ground, again, without compromising the truth? We're not talking about changing the way we believe if it's what the church teaches. I believe absolutely everything that the Catholic Church teaches because I believe that the Catholic Church was founded by Jesus Christ. However, that doesn't mean I can't pray with an evangelical brother or sister. And I do that because we believe in so many things. We believe so many common things. We believe that sacred scripture is the inspired word of God. And that's a good thing. So we could focus on the Bible. You know, there are ways to remain united as opposed to being divided. So I just ask you to, if you would, pray about that today and see where the Holy Spirit leads you and see what you can do to bring about greater unity in the church, outside of the church, in the country, in the world. However, you know, we have a lot of influence, especially nowadays on social media. We can really love one another, even if we are physically distant, right? During this time of quarantine, we might not be able to be near somebody, but you're able to reach them using your phone or an email or a text or social media. How can I help Jesus or comfort him by bringing about unity? And in the reading, the first reading from today's Mass is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 11. We're told about Peter dealing with the Gentiles. You know, and for us, this isn't a big deal, but for the early Christians, we have this conflict between the chosen people, the Israelites, and because most of the early Christians were Jews. So, and their practices and the Mosaic law, and how does all that fit in? And this is something that had to be worked out in the early church, and we see an example of that in this first reading today, where Peter talking, first reading from the Acts of the Apostles ends with the words, God has then granted life-giving repentance to the Gentiles too. So this is something that we need to consider, this idea of unity in the early church. It's unity between the Gentiles and the Christians, and that Jesus is Savior of all, not just the Jews. But in our own world today, in the Christian community, in the world that we in which we live, how can we better be an instrument of unity for the Lord, for His message? So if we could do that today, this is a golden opportunity with all that's going on with this pandemic right now. This is a golden opportunity for us to be able to imitate Jesus and reach out to all people, meet them where they are. I think that's something we need to consider today. Are we willing and able to meet people where they are, or are we so locked into what we believe that we dismiss them because they might not agree with us? And again, and I've said this a lot, I think you're probably sick of me hearing this, but the point I'm trying to make is don't compromise the truth, but you don't have to beat people over the head with your catechism. And sometimes you have to bring them along gradually. And I think we forget that sometimes. So what can I do to be an instrument of unity today in the world? Okay, that's the message for today. And again, if you have any questions, please visit me online at followingthetruth.com. If you want to find out about my work, about my books, see some video clips of various TV shows that I did, you might want to also check out The Gary Zimak Show. This is the program, the weekly program that I do, the podcast that's available, the program that I do each week to reflect on the Sunday Mass reading. So you can find out all about that by visiting followingthetruth.com. And as we have a couple minutes here, I just want to reiterate that I'm very grateful for your support. You've supported me in prayers. You've supported me with your comments. You have supported me financially so that I can continue my full-time ministry. These are tough times, and I'm really grateful for your support. And if you, I never like to talk about money, but if you're able to support my work financially, it would really be helpful right now. Specifically, I'm looking for new sponsors, new monthly sponsors, and you could do that by going to followingthetruth.com and click on donate. You can do it for as little as $10 a month, which equates to 33 cents per day, and it can be canceled anytime. So if you do it for 1 month and you decide a couple days later you don't want to do it for the next month, it's very simple to do that. It's all done securely through PayPal by going to followingthetruth.com and clicking donate. And again, if you're able to do that on a monthly basis, I would really appreciate if you could do that. If you would rather make just a one-time donation, I could use that as well. Whatever you want to do, I would just urge you to take it seriously. I really don't like to talk about this, but I say this because I believe in what I do. I believe the Lord wants me to do what I do. And this gives you a chance to participate in my sharing the good news and bringing comfort to many people who need to hear the good news. There are a lot of people out there who don't know that Jesus Christ wants to be a part of their life, that don't know the gospel message. I want to share that message with people, and your financial contribution helps me to do that. So please don't put it off. If you feel, if you, in the back of your mind, you say, I should probably help Gary out, I would ask you to just do it, because you're probably going to forget. And I have that problem too. There are a lot of ministries that I say I'm going to contribute to, and I've learned that if I don't do them when I get the thought, then I'm going to forget about it. So if you could consider doing that, go to followingthetruth.com, click on donate, and you can securely donate to my work to keep my full-time ministry going. I want you to remember that I'm praying for you. If you have any special needs or special prayer requests, you can always email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. That's gary@followingthetruth.com. And also check out my daily reflections on Facebook, on my Gary Zimek speaker and author page. If you haven't liked that page, please do so, and therefore you will see all the daily, I call them Stop Worrying and Start Living reflections. These are based on my book From Dynamic Catholic, Stop Worrying and Start Living. But what I do is I expand on each daily reflection. So I update them a little. I make them pertain to what we're facing right now. It's just my way of interacting with my readers on a daily basis. So Gary Zimek, speaker and author on Facebook. If you haven't liked that page, make sure you do so, and you'll see my daily reflections. And again, we are just about out of time. See what you can do about that unity today. There's something that each one of us can do to listen to Jesus and to really put it into practice. How can I be a uniter today and not be a divider? Again, it doesn't mean you have to compromise your beliefs. It just means you have to imitate Jesus and meet people where they are. Now, God willing, I plan to be back here tomorrow. I hope you can join me as well on Following the Truth. Don't forget to let your friends know that this program exists. It can be downloaded from Blog Talk Radio or from any of your traditional podcast services. For more information about my work, just go to followingthetruth.com. I hope you have a wonderful day. I hope you're not losing your mind with this quarantine, because one thing that never changes is that Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday. He's the same today. He is the same forever. None of this changes the fact that Jesus Christ came to earth so that he can have a relationship with you and draw you to the Father, give you his Holy Spirit, and reward you with eternal life in heaven one day. I mean, nothing changes that. So rejoice in that. Rejoice in the fact that the Lord is with you. All right, I'm going to run now. Have a wonderful day. God bless you. Go ahead and be a uniter, not a divider. And I look forward to seeing you next time right here on Following the Truth.